Earth and Sky.
If we look at current trends, if we stay on course with business as usual, by 2050 we'll need the capacity of two planets, and we know that that's going to be physically impossible.
You're listening to Susan Burns, CEO of the Global Footprint Network, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. The Global Footprint Network is a think tank that uses a tool called the ecological footprint to account for how much of the Earth's resources are being used by humanity. Susan Burns spoke with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson about how the ecological footprint can help business and, by extension, the world become more sustainable.
So as I understand, the founder of your company, the Global Footprint Network, originated the idea of the ecological footprint. So what exactly is the ecological footprint?
The ecological footprint measures how much nature we have and how much nature we use. And we can measure that on a global basis, by company, by country, or by individual.
So you've been working on measuring the size of the ecological footprint for the world, for governments, and for cities. So why should individual businesses also account for their own footprint?
Ecological pressures are going to really be shaping the landscape of business in the future, and it actually already is. If you look at the auto industry, for example, the U.S. auto industry has not been responding to this new landscape in terms of investing in energy-efficient cars, whereas Japan has. So you can see that already playing out in the marketplace, and it has been for a while. And so from a global scale, businesses need to know basically, you know, what is the future going to look like? Currently, humanity is in about 40% ecological overshoot. That means that humanity uses 40% more every year than nature provides. And that can go on for a while. That's kind of like taking more fish from fisheries than the fish replenish, or it's like cutting down more forest than the forest can regrow. And that can happen for a while, but it can't happen indefinitely. So as we're pushing up against these ecological limits, all kinds of things are playing out in the marketplace. And so from a strategic perspective, businesses need to know how the future is going to unfold. How is that going to affect markets? How is that going to affect what your customers are going to want? How is that going to affect costs of raw materials?
What's the actual science behind how you come up with a footprint? How do you actually look into the natural resources that you're using?
The footprint really is broken down into different types of pressures we put on the planet. So it's fiber from forest. It's how much grazing land and cropland we demand. It's the fish that we demand. It's the land that we pave over that could otherwise be productive. And it's the forest that we use to absorb our CO2 emissions. So from a business perspective, you can measure footprint of almost literally every part of your operation. A lot of companies look at the product life cycle of their products. So you want to take a look at not only the manufacturing of the product, but all the raw materials and the supply chain that feeds that product, as well as what happens once the product is sold and how it's disposed of. Another area you can look at is plant operations, your manufacturing. You can also look at office operations and green buildings. Another concept, though, that we talk to businesses about a lot is the difference between responsibility and influence. How can we help our customers to live on a one planet lifestyle? Or take a look at your employees and how do they get to work? What are they doing at home? So there's a lot that companies can do and are doing to take a broader view. It's going to take all aspects of society. If we look at current trends, if we stay on course with business as usual, by 2050 we'll need the capacity of two planets, and we know that that's going to be physically impossible. So there's a lot of things that have to change, and a lot of the technologies have already been invented. A lot of the policies have already been conceived of. So a lot of the challenge really is, can we implement these policies and technologies at the scale and speed that is necessary to turn the thing around? And so we just had the pleasure of working with the World Business Council on Sustainable Development on a project called Vision 2050. And WBCSD is a membership organization with truly the largest corporations, global corporations in the world. And for a year-long process, we essentially mapped out what would it take to reach a one-planet economy by 2050. There's huge opportunities in terms of providing the products of the future and all kinds of solutions that only business can really do. But the important thing about business is that if business takes the lead, it can often influence governments very powerfully. And then in terms of their impact on individuals, businesses also can, you know, a lot of people want to live more sustainable lifestyles, but they don't have choices.
So basically, businesses can either enable or stop the progress towards a more sustainable world?
Exactly.
So what does it mean on the ground to be able to reduce the ecological footprint, or how many planets we need to live on?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at it, because the footprint looks different depending on where you're situated and what part of the world you're really looking at. From the wealthy part of the world, if you think about a typical American lifestyle, Americans need about 24 acres of biocapacity or land to supply everything we consume. If you look at a typical Italian, they only need about 8 acres. So in terms of our lifestyles in the United States, we can be a lot more efficient and not feel any impact really on our own quality of life. From the perspective of a developing country or a low-income country, that's a completely different scenario. People in countries like that don't have as much purchasing power. The government doesn't have financial resources to import resources. They really need to live on their local resources. So when they start to deplete their local resources, their cropland, their forests, it impacts directly the survival of people.
What's the most important thing that you want our listeners to know about businesses and the ecological footprint?
Ecological pressures are going to be shaping, are already shaping, the new landscape of business. It's going to affect what customers expect of you, what employees expect of you. And not only is it an imperative, really, to understand this new landscape, but it's also a huge opportunity.
You've been listening to Susan Burns, CEO of the Global Footprint Network. For more science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.